AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Funding runs out at midnight at the Department of Homeland Security. The House is back from recess as leaders are deciding what to do about a bill to temporarily fund the department. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
House GOP leaders appear to be having trouble rounding up the votes for the three-week funding extension. Conservatives are angry that language blocking the president on immigration wasn't included. Democrats opposed the short-term extension and argued for a longer one.
At the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says House Speaker John Boehner is letting Republicans insert politics into this debate.
It exposes the danger of playing politics with our homeland security. And it represents an abject failure of leadership on the part of the new Republican majority to not get this done.
Leonard Nimoy's final tweet was, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved except in memory." He ended the tweet with his signature line from Star Trek.
Live long and prosper.
Leonard Nimoy died in Los Angeles. He was 83. Bay Area rapid transit riders are being warned for a second time this month about possible exposure to measles. A commuter with measles ate at a popular restaurant in San Mateo County and may have exposed at least 1,500 BART riders. Police in Tyrone, Missouri are investigating the deaths of seven people in a number of homes in the community. Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeff Kinder says they found the man believed to be the gunman.
The apparent suspect, a 36-year-old male from Tyrone, was found dead in a vehicle at a location in Shannon County from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The coroner tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, before the gunman was discovered dead, authorities found his mother dead of apparent natural causes on a couch at her home. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 67 points. This is AP Radio News. The economy slowed down to start the year, but experts aren't worried.
GDP grew at an annual rate of 2.2%. That's less than the 2.6% first estimated last month. It marked a major slowdown from the third quarter, which had been the strongest growth in 11 years. Joel Naroff is the chief economist at Naroff Economic Advisors. He says the new report should not darken the overall economic picture.
This is likely to be a temporary slowdown. So many things are coming together as far as the economy is concerned.
Consumer sentiment is also down after reaching an 11-year high in January. The brutal winter weather is being partly blamed. I'm Martin DeCaro.
A federal agency says it will not release any water for drought-weary farmers in the Central Valley of California this year, forcing them to find other sources or leave fields unplanted. That area grows much of the nation's produce. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.